From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Attorney General goes to Orlando.
It is indeed a cruel irony that a community that is defined almost exclusively by whom they love is so often a target of hate.
That's the U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch. She visited Orlando, Florida today, 9 days after what she called a shattering attack at a gay nightclub.
But the message of Orlando goes far beyond one night of unspeakable terror. The message of Orlando that I have seen today and what the American people have seen in the wake of this horrific assault is a message of determination.
Lynch also announced a $1 million emergency grant to help Florida law enforcement pay for overtime costs related to the shooting. And she met with prosecutors, first responders, and victims of the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. A British man was arrested Saturday in Las Vegas for what the Secret Service says was an attempt to kill Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. A complaint filed Monday in federal court says Michael Stephen Sanford drove across the country last week to attend a Trump rally where he tried to grab a gun from the holster of a Las Vegas police officer who was providing security. A Secret Service agent wrote in court documents that Sanford claimed he'd been planning to attempt to kill Trump for about a year, but decided to act on this occasion because he finally felt confident about trying it. No motive is mentioned. This is Julie Debnan, whose son grew up with Michael Stephen Sanford in England.
I think he had a lot of low esteem, and I still think he's got low esteem. He needs help rather than, going to prison, basically.
He also said that if he were released from custody, he would try again to kill Trump. This is VOA News. A U.S. and South Korean military officials say North Korea on Wednesday fired two ballistic missiles from its east coast. At least one of the two attempts failed. The twin launches early Wednesday were believed to have been an intermediate-range Musudan missile capable of reaching U.S. military bases in Asia and the Pacific. North Korea unsuccessfully test-launched a similar missile 3 times in April. Another launch, most likely of the Musudan, failed in May. U.S. aerospace giant Boeing has signed a tentative deal to sell passenger jets to Iran in what would be the biggest business deal between the U.S. and Iran in 37 years. The transaction would be worth as much as $25 billion, with Iran buying at least 100 commercial jets for its state-owned airline. With most economic sanctions against Iran lifted after it signed the recent nuclear deal, Iran Air is ready to expand its fleet. It already has made a pending deal with European consortium Airbus for passenger planes. Boeing says the Obama administration approved its initial deal with Iran after determining that Tehran is meeting its obligations under the nuclear agreement. The U.S. said Tuesday it is contributing $20 million in humanitarian aid to the United Nations effort to help the thousands of refugees who have fled fighting in the Iraqi city of Fallujah. Iraqi forces last week retook Fallujah from Islamic State fighters who had held it for 2 years. But the U.N. estimates that about 85,000 Fallujah residents who have fled the city west of the capital of Baghdad urgently need assistance. The U.N.'s Central Emergency Response Fund released $17.5 million on Monday in order to help. The U.S. said its aid is part of a larger package of humanitarian assistance it plans to announce later in the year, noting that more than 3.3 million Iraqis have been forced to move within Iraq since 2014 in order to avoid the fighting. The explosion of a car bomb on Syria's border with Jordan that killed 6 Jordanian troops and wounded 14 other people is raising fears that violence in Syria is spreading to its neighbors. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but hours later, Jordan's King Abdullah vowed to strike anyone with an iron fist who threatens Jordan or its borders. In early June, 5 Jordanian intelligence officers were killed in an attack on a security office near a Palestinian refugee camp near the capital of Amman. And the presidential hopes of the Republican presumptive nominee hit a few bumps in the road on Monday. Donald Trump's campaign fired campaign manager Corey Lewandowski, the controversial manager who had somewhat volatile relationships with members of the national media. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.